Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Mick, and you can catch up with me at BillMick.com. Welcome to the weekend in this edition of the Florida Roundtable. May is upon us, and the summer travel season isn't far behind. Not long ago, we did a show on cybersecurity for government, business, and your family. Given the pace of AI's growth, it's always a part of that discussion, usually with some science fiction horror story attached. We're going to switch that up today as we look at how AI can help us in a number of ways as we prepare for and take our vacations over the summer, maybe in ways that we haven't considered. To help us do that, Ross Borden joins us. He's the CEO of Matador Network and co-founder of GuideGeek, your summer travel assisted by AI. This week on the Florida Roundtable, we'll be back in moments here on the Florida News Network.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Join us in celebrating democracy on Tuesday, September 17th for National Voter Registration Day. No matter your political views, National Voter Registration Day is a chance to get yourself, your family, friends, and community vote ready for election 2024. With federal, state, and local races coming up this November, your voice can make a difference up and down the ballot. For more information, visit NationalVoterRegistrationDay.org. That's NationalVoterRegistrationDay.org.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
And glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Joining me is Ross Borden. He's the CEO of Matador Networks and the co-founder of GuideGeek. We'll talk about both of those and where it's taken us and our summer travel plans. Ross, thanks for joining us. Good to have you along today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill.
Give us a little bit about your background. I am not a tech guy, so I'm not going to go. You can go geeky on me. I just won't understand it.
Yeah, so before our adventure into AI, I founded a publisher, Matador Network. We're a global publisher focused on travel and adventure. So we have one of the biggest travel websites on the internet. We've got a 50-person studio that produces custom content, documentaries, standalone docs, shows, episodic shows, and then a lot of branded content for brands like Yeti, REI, Visit Florida, and a whole bunch of other destinations in Florida and globally.
We had the Visit Florida folks on not too long ago, and they do a great job. I'm glad you're hooked up with them.
Yeah, they do. They do a great job. And so Visit Florida is one destination marketing organization, basically a tourism board, but there are hundreds all over the world, and we work with about 350 of them to create content. We're basically in the inspiration business. We try to show off the best parts of a destination and encourage people to come visit that destination. So that's a big part of our business. We also have a 1,000-person influencer team. So lots of tentacles at Matador Network. We've been around for almost 20 years, and I basically bootstrapped a media company, and now we're one of the kind of the top media companies in travel. And then GuideGeek is totally new. That's, I think, what we're talking about a little later today, but that's our AI platform.
It sounds interesting. Most of the things we hear about AI have science fiction horror stories attached to them. It looks like we've got some positive benefits here and things to look forward to and for folks to consider as they plan their summer trips.
Yeah, I like to think that travel is a pretty harmless enclave of AI, but I can tell you after working with this technology day in and day out for 15 months, we launched before the launch of ChatGPT. We're based on the same language model as ChatGPT, GPT-4 through OpenAI. And, you know, I think we as humans, we need to be cautious with AI. It is extremely powerful. It's moving extremely fast and actually accelerating in how fast and it's advancing. But yeah, for travel, I mean, look, we've needed this technology for so long. You know, people used to get inspired by travel magazines. Now they get inspired or get interested in a destination on maybe Instagram or TikTok or whatever, hearing from a friend. But what happens next is still this, you know, long slog of Google searches and piecing together itineraries and reading, you know, restaurant and hotel reviews for the people who do that. And it's just it's a complete pain, and it takes, you know, sometimes weeks to plan a trip. So Gen AI, given that, you know, these models have read every single restaurant review, every single hotel review, GuideGeek also, we added access to real-time flights, hotels, weather, currency conversion. It's basically like texting a friend, but you cut through all the noise and you can be really specific in terms of what you want in, out of a trip or a destination. And it will be, you know, it will make something very personalized to what you ask it for. So in a lot of ways, we think this will open up kind of a new golden age of travel because it's just going to be so much easier to plan and even book trips.
Ends up being a one-stop shop for getting everything together for your trip, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're seeing. We've got almost a million users now, and we think that it's basically changed the behavior. People are using GuideGeek to find the best flights because it's searching every flight on the internet, every hotel on the internet. You know, even we've sort of conquered Airbnbs and vacation rentals. A lot of people using it to find the best Airbnb. And then, you know, others just like the sort of the minutiae of travel, and even people, 25% of our user base using GuideGeek while they travel. So they might say like,
oh, that's convenient too. We'll explore it some more as we continue here on the Florida Roundtable. Glad you're with us this weekend on the Florida News Network. We're back in moments.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts, my joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Welcome back to the Florida Roundtable. Ross Borden is with us. We're talking about GuideGeek, and this may really enhance your planning and even the execution of your summer travel is what we're learning. Ross, thanks again for being here. Interesting concept. What got you into this world? Where did you start, and how did you end up where you are today doing this? And it sounds like a great advantage for travelers here.
Yeah, so we came from a publishing background, Matador Network. My company is a global publisher focused on travel and adventure. So we've got, you know, one of the biggest travel websites on the internet. We've got about 15 million social followers. So we came from an aspect of, like, you know, inspiring people and informing them about where to go, what to do, you know, restaurants, bars and nightlife, outdoor adventure, and local culture all over the world. And even as, you know, Matador, I think now has 95,000 articles, videos, all kinds of stuff. But getting the right person to the right content is still a challenge. And I think that's one of the things that excited us about Gen AI, is that that person can say, look, I've got, you know, two kids who are 10 and 14. They love outdoor adventure. My wife is vegan. I love, you know, seafood and golf. We're looking for a vacation within a 3-hour flight from Miami. You can be really, really specific, and Gen AI will just come back with incredible things that you may not have thought of. And then once you lean into one of those options, it's very easy to find the best deals. So yeah, a lot of people are, and it's, I think I should note that this is not an app. We decided to launch on Meta platforms to make it completely frictionless. So we created this amazing travel AI that's, you can think of it like having a personal travel agent just for you that's free. And then you can connect to it. You go to guidegeek.com, and then you can connect to it on either WhatsApp, through Instagram, or through Facebook Messenger. So it feels like you're just texting a friend. That friend, however, is, you know, an expert globally at every single destination on Earth.
Interesting. You chose the Meta networks. Have you found those to be reliable for you and your customers, as far as you having the information there you need and your customers accessing it quickly?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we kind of decided to fish where the fish are. Downloading an app is a, you know, a pain. It's expensive to continue to keep people engaged on apps. And I just think in general, unless it's like Uber or, you know, Expedia or Airbnb, people don't really use travel apps. A lot of people don't even use those. So it's only stuff that you absolutely need, like Uber or Lyft or something that you depend on that people actually use. So we said, why not fish where the fish are and, you know, release this on Meta, on these apps that literally billions of people are using every single day. And so that was our strategy.
Well, I'm located in Central Florida, so the parks in Orlando, Disney, Universal, others in that region, very popular here. Do you deal with those kind of attractions across the globe as well, or are you focused on more on other things?
Yeah, everything. I mean, you could have it build you a custom itinerary for, you know, Orlando and Kissimmee. You could have it help you find a vacation rental or a hotel. You could help it find, it might help you find a cheap flight. You could say that, you know, you specifically are looking for a specific kind of food or a great mini golf spot or literally anything, and it will just get back to you in 3 seconds on that messaging platform of your choice and deliver, you know, exactly what you're looking for. It, in a lot of ways, it's going to make Google search and planning trips via Google search feel very clunky and old school, because you're cutting right through and getting the answer that you're looking for in about 3 seconds.
And we're all looking for faster, better, easier, and it sounds like that's what you've got going here.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people are using it for, you know, in the travel industry, we talk about the funnel. First, it's like high level inspiration, like what you might do, what you're thinking about, the places you might go. Then, you know, there's research of to find the best price. Then there's, you know, see and do. Okay, I'm going to Orlando. Where are we going to eat dinner on Thursday night? Or how much are the Disney tickets or whatever it is, the sort of like nitty gritty see and do. And then there's actual questions that you have while you're in destination, while you're walking around and you don't have time to take out a laptop or even do a Google search on your phone. We think GuideGeek and more broadly Gen AI will eat that entire funnel. So it will be used from top to bottom for the entire trip planning, booking, and actual the trip itself.
So real-time responses as you may be walking around wherever your vacation is. For example, San Francisco. I was in Modesto for a couple of years with my daily show, and we would go up into the Sierra Nevadas and enjoy insider looks at things. I mean, my boss was my tour guide as we went up and looked and traveled around, and then in San Francisco did the same thing. So you've got kind of that ability to help folks maybe see it like a local.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could say, you know, we're in San Francisco in the Marina District looking for a great sushi spot. Bam, it'll give you the recommendations immediately. You could say high end, or you could say more budget, or you could say, you know, my kids are starving. What's a family friendly restaurant near us in the Marina? And it will give you that answer. Also, we've even seen people use it like at museums. So you could say, hey, I'm standing in front of this exhibit at the DeYoung Museum. Tell me about this artist. I want to know about his life. What was he like growing up? What was his upbringing? You know, it knows that answer because it's consumed the entire internet. So people even use it kind of like you said, as a travel guide, but it could be an art guide. It could be a food guide. It could be an outdoor adventure guide. People looking, saying, hey, I want to take great Instagram pics with my family in Marin Headlands or, you know, near San Francisco. What are the best photo spots for the best Instagram photos? Like, you know, it really will, the more specific you are, the better the answers that will come back.
That's fantastic. What kind of reviews do you get back from the folks who have taken advantage of this? And how new is GuideGeek? How much is it being used?
Yeah, we've been online for 15 months, but we started on WhatsApp and our website, and then we launched on Instagram about 4 months later. So it's just at guidegeek.ai on Instagram. We already have over 1 million followers on Instagram. So you can just chat with it in the DMs and you're actually chatting with the AI inside of Instagram. And then we just recently launched on Facebook Messenger. But the reviews, yeah, I mean, it's been fun. It's mainly organic. So a lot of people are making videos about how amazing it is to plan trips with GuideGeek. So we see stuff coming through, especially I would say on Instagram and TikTok on a daily basis. And what's also been fun is that, you know, we're an American company. So the vast majority of the content that we create is in English. It's for kind of a Western audience. Obviously our number one audience on social and our website is US, then UK, then Canada. But we had an Instagrammer go live with a video reviewing GuideGeek. We didn't even know this person, but she's a big influencer in Italy. And then over the next 2 weeks, we onboarded about 70,000 new travelers to the platform from Italy. And, you know, they're globetrotters planning big trips with big budgets. And they would just, for one reason or another, even if they do speak English, they would rather plan in Italian. So it's been amazing watching. The other thing about Gen AI is it flows, you know, perfect language skills in 50 languages. So we have people planning in Japanese, Mandarin, Italian, Portuguese, French, Spanish. And it's, you know, the AI doesn't miss a beat.
That's really pretty neat. The days of
translating something are over. You know, the AI understands in any language, it responds. If you speak to it in French, it speaks back in French. You speak to it in Brazilian Portuguese, it will pick that up and speak back to you in Brazilian Portuguese. So the language element of this is just incredible.
Olympics coming up this summer. There's some applications there, I would imagine.
Yeah, lots of people already planning Paris and France trips for the Olympics. So yeah, that's been we've seen that a lot. And especially like, you know, the hard to find stuff, like, you know, we found from our user base that like after they decide to go somewhere, scrolling through Airbnb's site, there's like, you know, hundreds of thousands of options, really tough to find the one that's right for you. So lots of people using it, for example, to find an Airbnb in Paris during the Olympics. But yeah, really everything. I think you know, another thing about it is that you could tell Guide Geek, hey, we want to avoid the crowds. We want to see the coolest neighborhoods of Paris, but we don't want to go where everyone else goes and be in lines everywhere we head. So lots of people using it not only to save money, but also to avoid big crowds of other tourists.
I can imagine that'd be a huge advantage, especially if you have maybe kids or family members who are uncomfortable in crowds, or you just can't handle the crowds for whatever reason, maybe physical limitations or things that folks may have. So those, that kind of advice could be really helpful.
Yeah, that's another thing, actually. Lots of people planning with disabilities. So, you know, I think for the normal person, planning travel is hard enough. If you have a disability, like you're traveling in a wheelchair, you're traveling with a child with autism or something like that, we have people really using GuideGeek to find customized itineraries for disabled travelers as well. So that's been really exciting to see. Or even if you have like a dietary restriction, if you tell GuideGeek you're vegan, it's only going to mention restaurants or build itineraries with restaurants with vegan menu options. Because again, it's read every single menu. It's read every single restaurant review. So again, the more that you allow the AI to sort of learn about your travel habits, the better the recommendations will become, not for, you know, some guy in Florida, not for a family travel in Florida, but literally for Bill in Florida. So we want everything. We think that this will be a new era of kind of personalization for travel in general.
That's interesting. Now, some areas, there are trouble areas in every destination. Does it have those kind of warnings or those kinds of, if you have those concerns, can you get those answers too?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, safety is a concern for most travelers when they go to a new place. They want sort of heads up on safety. You could ask specifically about safety. I've also seen GuideGeek just proactively warn people, hey, if you're going to this, you know, neighborhood, make sure to stay in a well-lit area. There, you know, can be dangerous, or just like other things that it could warn you about that you didn't ask for. One of our clients was using it for a trip that she was planning in Southeast Asia, and it helped her land on this amazing island. It's kind of a daytime destination. You take a ferry out there, and it just proactively warned her, make sure to bring cash because there's no ATMs and no one accepts credit cards on the island.
How to get this information, and I'm sorry to interrupt. We'll be back in moments. I want to see what you have to do to have it all together when we come back on the Florida Roundtable.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
It'll never happen to me. I'll never need help. That's what every boater thinks. But then one day, you do need help, and you have no way of getting it because you thought having an emergency locator beacon was unnecessary. You're wrong. Emergency locator beacons are effective, affordable, and they save lives. Seriously. If not for you, do it for them.
Learn more about emergency locator beacons at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as The Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Ross Borden is the co-founder of Guide Geek. We're talking your summer travel plans with a AI twist this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Thank you for joining us this weekend. Always good to have you along. Ross, this is a lot of information, and it's a lot of work, I would think, to compile it and get it all together. You mentioned that the staff that Matador Network has, but you're not sending people all over the globe to find this information. What's involved for you guys compiling it, having it, and then having the reliability in your mind that we're serving our customers and we're serving them properly?
Yeah, great question. So we're letting the AI do the heavy lifting. So we definitely did not train our own model for GuideGeek. However, we are tapping into GPT-4, which is the same model that ChatGPT is based on. So to train a model like that, it actually takes hundreds of millions of dollars. So we're happy to let them do the heavy lifting at OpenAI. I think the trickier thing, though, especially for travel, is sort of the understanding what are the different kinds of requests. So if I'm asking about a restaurant, for instance, if you ask ChatGPT about that, it will probably be pretty good, the information you get back. But if the restaurant has gone out of business since the model was trained, you'll get bad or false or out of date information, right? And so what we do is we actually ping Google and double check that restaurant is still in business. Another example is that if you ask ChatGPT without using one of their, you know, plugins, which I think is kind of clunky, about a flight, it's going to say, as a language model, I don't have access to real-time flights. GuideGeek does have real-time access to flights, hotels, weather, currency conversion, because we recognize those requests as such when they come in. And so instead of sending that flight question to OpenAI, we send it to our partner Skyscanner, and Skyscanner has access to all the flights globally in real time. So a lot of what we've built with our software is kind of like air traffic control. It is understanding what is the request, what kind of request is this, and then based on that evaluation, do we send it to our weather partner, our hotel partner, our flight partner? Do we send it to Google, or do we send it to OpenAI to get an answer? But all of it comes with that, you know, high degree of conversational intelligence that you get with ChatGPT.
Does sound like a lot of work on your part. Do you have folks who monitor this all day, every day? How does that work?
Yeah, funny that you ask. I actually, we realized when we started, we had about 15% of our conversations had some kind of error, like a misunderstanding or outdated information. And obviously that's not acceptable. So the only way to really fix that was reinforcement learning from human feedback. And so I hired six people, one in LA, one in New York, two in Europe and one in Asia, and then one to manage all of them. And they have read over the last year, they've read about 900,000 conversations as a team. So they're on there monitoring the conversations. New conversations are happening every couple seconds on GuideGeek, but they've been able to identify the circumstances under which something goes wrong. And then we've been able to address that with software. So now our error rate is almost down to 2% from 15%.
That's huge.
So we've done a lot of work to make sure that the quality control is there.
Well, again, personnel tend to be the biggest cost any business is going to have. And as you hire people to monitor and do this, with GuideGeek being no charge to the end user, how do you guys make money doing something like this? How do you afford to make it happen?
Yeah, I get that question a lot because we've committed that GuideGeek will remain free forever for everyone, every consumer user. So
we used to get those promises about taxes from politicians. That didn't work out.
No, sure has not worked out. We decided we didn't want to charge, after you ask 200 questions, it's $8 a month. That seemed like old school and annoying. And like, we wanted this to be free. And especially since it's on WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook Messenger, we want it just to be completely frictionless. Anyone can just open it up. You don't have to download an app. You don't have to register. And you certainly don't have to pay. So for our business model, we actually are taking our best-in-class AI technology for the travel industry, and we are licensing that to tourism boards, hotels, and airlines. So we're actually going live with about 12 new custom AIs that are not even called GuideGeek. They're called different things that the tourism destination or the hospitality brand wanted to call them. But the underlying technology is GuideGeek's. And then they can connect it to their Instagram, their Facebook Messenger, put it on their website, and then they can train it on their data, their content, just like we've trained GuideGeek on our data and content. So we think, and it's kind of a bold prediction, but I really believe this, we think AI is the next platform, meaning first came search, then came social, right? Instagram, TikTok. Next will come the next platform of AI, and AI will be the next platform on which, brands and destinations can reach and influence and learn about their customers and consumers. And so we think if you have, if you have an Instagram account in 2024, which almost everyone does, we think by 2026 or 2027, basically every brand will have an AI. And we want to be the underlying technology for that new platform.
Well, not only do we have Visit Florida here in the Sunshine State, but our counties have their own tourism development boards or councils, and they're looking to advertise their regions across the country as well. So sounds like multiple opportunities for them to get involved here and for more expansion for you guys.
Yeah, I think for tourism boards, they've been looking for something like this for a long time as well. Most of them have done a great job creating their own suite of content. No one knows their destination as well as they do, but they need a new way to sort of reach and influence people who might be interested in their destination, and also to prove to their partners that they're driving real transactions and not just, inspiring at a high level. And then the person doesn't end up coming to the destination. So we're seeing, hundreds of thousands of people book and search flights and hotels, for example, on GuideGeek, and we can track those all the way through to the booking. And if we can empower all the tourism boards in the world to do that, I think it's going to be a huge help to their business.
No doubt. Let's take a couple of different trips here together if we can. I've got a friend who joins me regularly. He's been here on the round table with us. He lives in Washington State. He's a historian. And when he travels, and his family takes a summer vacation every year, usually a couple or 3 weeks, but they do it by car. And is there a GuideGeek help for them as they look to hit these historic destinations? He's educating his son while they're having a vacation, that kind of thing.
So what I would advise your friend to do, so for short answer, absolutely. What I would advise your friend to do is say, hey, we're starting in, you know, this city in Florida. We're going to this city in Illinois as our final destination, long road trip, but we want to hit up historical sites along the way. We want the trip to last exactly 7 days. And I'm traveling with my son who's 10 years old and, you know, he loves, you know, nature experiences or, and we also love pizza.
Okay.
It will build in seconds. It will build a custom itinerary based on the best pizza spots, the most interesting historical insights and activities for his kid, along those 7 day itinerary. So again, this is a service you can say exactly what you're looking for and it will deliver exactly that. And then you say, hey, actually, we just decided we want to eat barbecue and pizza. So then it will send you a new version of the itinerary with the best barbecue spots and pizza spots along the way.
Sounds like a pretty cool thing.
Yeah. So just like, think of this as like, think of GuideGeek as a personal travel agent for you that's completely free, that can really cut through any of the clutter of planning a trip and get you right to the things that you specifically are interested in.
Got about a minute and a half here for the other end on the technological scale. I'm on Florida's Space Coast, and we're about to see space tourism take off here. Are you looking in that direction yet?
I mean, I'm looking as a consumer and, you know, just with awe at the advancements in space technology and space tourism. I think people don't quite understand yet how significant the leaps forward have been for companies like SpaceX. And I do think that, you know, space technology and space tourism will take off. I think it's almost hard to, hard to fathom right now, but I think definitely, you know, it's going to happen and we're excited about it.
It's going to be interesting to see. We talk about it fairly regularly. Speaking of, had the folks from Space Florida on a few weeks ago, and they are pumped up about what's going on here and the possibilities for that travel expanding here in the Sunshine State.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen faster than most people realize. And I mean, it's really mind-blowing. The future is now, so we're excited for it.
And we're back with Ross Borden in moments here on the Florida Roundtable. An AI twist to your summer travel. Sounds intriguing and really helpful. We'll pick it up in moments here on the Florida News Network.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. 800-273-1623. That's 800-273-1623.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
talking Space Florida on this edition of the Florida Roundtable. The president and CEO of Space Florida, Rob Long, is with us. And Rob, as we continue this morning, this afternoon, whenever you're listening this weekend, let's talk about the future of space. I've been a Star Trek guy since I was a kid. I saw the first episode and I was hooked. We're not there, and it's going to be a while before we get there. What are we going to, and how quickly are we getting there?
Well, when we think about it, or the way I like to think about it, is, you know, space is just another mode of transportation. You know, even the state recognized that as really the only and the first to recognize space as official mode of transportation almost 20 years ago. And so that's the kind of mode of thinking that we're approaching the future in, is what are all of the parts of a transportation network that you'd see in any mode of transportation, whether that's by sea, by land, or by air. And you're going to need various components. You're going to need the hubs that are the point-to-point places where goods and services move. You might need, but as of now, that's largely just going from the ground up into space. We're really thinking about what does that look like in the future of going from the ground into space, but then in and around space, whether that's near the Earth or then going from the Earth to the moon and moon to the Mars and all of that. And really trying to understand what that network is going to look like. That so our future is really focused on obviously making sure that we have a robust space transportation network here across the state. And that's going to include a thing that will either be on orbit or have components that are related to orbit.
I guess it's been 3 or 4 decades ago. I was reading Popular Science, Popular Mechanics or something, and they were talking about hotels in space. There are people talking about that today. Do you have any kind of time frame in mind that kind of tourism is going to be possible and going to be happening from here or even elsewhere?
Yeah, it's difficult to put a timeline on that. That's definitely something that you're right is a lot of interest in right now. And I think you'll see that even interest from agencies like NASA who are looking for commercial options and alternatives for the future. So that will change over time. I think it's really difficult to say when that will be. But our goal from a Space Florida perspective is to make sure that we're thinking through all of the various potential futures and then working with both the companies themselves, working with regulators, working within state government to make sure that we have the right framework in place so that when that becomes a more robust activity, that we have the regulatory framework in place to continue to support that and then continue the pace and acceleration that we're seeing right now.
And of course, the safety aspect of it all, which has got to be paramount.
Safety always is. That was the number one thing in my past life, and it remains today. And frankly, you know, the teams that are associated with ensuring everything is done in a safe manner are outstanding. And they do a phenomenal job making sure that no activity occurs that is not going to make be in a safe manner. But over time, you know, we'll see as reliability of launch vehicles and systems continues to improve and increase that you will see it become no different than an aircraft taking off in an airport. And we'll start to see that happen, I think, in the coming years.
Well, as you mentioned that, it strikes me that it's quite possible that Florida has the opportunity to be the example for other places as those hubs become necessary. You were talking about earlier, whether it's for transportation, cargo, whatever it may be, an opportunity to lead the way and show how this should be done. And that investment here in Florida could be very valuable, not to just Florida, but to the world.
That you've hit it exactly right. And I would argue that we actually are the example today. And our goal is to continue to build that and make it even more robust. There are very few places in the world that are multimodal like we are here at Cape Canaveral, for example, where you have not only the spaceport aspect of it, but you also have access to air where there's at least 2 runways right on spaceport property or territory. And then, of course, co-located with the seaport right next door. So that is where when you really start to consider it under a transportation framework or a logistics framework, that not only are we well postured, we're well postured to be the leaders going forward. And that's effectively what we are intending to do from here on out. Really want to make, you know, under the mindset that we want to maximize the amount of commerce flowing into space through the state of Florida.
As we look at that, And you mentioned the spaceport or the seaport that they're in, Port Canaveral. It's integral right now in bringing back reusable pieces of launch vehicles and the like. That's going to continue and maybe need some expansion itself. And I've got about 30 seconds here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, in my past, that I ever thought a seaport would be that critical, but the maritime recovery piece of this is absolutely vital to maintaining the cadence and capacity of the spaceport. And we're looking at how to make that a robust part of the system.
We've got one more segment with Rob Long here on the Florida Roundtable. We'll wrap it up as we talk Space Florida, their role in making sure space is viable and thriving here in the Sunshine State. When we continue on the Florida News Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
HealthCare.gov is here for you when life happens. If you lost your health coverage because of turning 26, going off Medicaid, leaving your job, or moving, you could be eligible to enroll in new coverage now. And if you need to update your coverage because of marriage or having a baby, you could also be eligible. But don't wait. There's a limited time to enroll. Check your eligibility at HealthCare.gov today. Life happens. Get covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Shortness of breath, patient's confused. Temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready. Let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Ross Borden is with us. He is the co-founder of GuideGeek, talking about AI-assisted vacation planning. And it sounds really exciting, Ross, but I can imagine that there are folks who don't trust AI. They worried about its influence and the like. What do you say to folks who maybe aren't as tech savvy as they want to be, or they just don't really consider tech as the answer? What do you say to those folks?
Yeah, you know, I think it's warranted. I think we need to be very careful with AI as a general technology with how fast it's moving. I would say that, you know, if you have not tried ChatGPT, or even if you have, you might want to explore a first experience with AI for trip planning, because it really is, in my mind, a pretty harmless corner of the AI market, and it just saves so much time. It saves money. It builds convenience for your trip, for your family.
And you see the reliability kind of instantly, don't you?
Yeah, you see the reliability, you see the utility, you see the value, and of course it's free, which is always nice. But again, you don't have to register for an account. You don't have to download an app. You just go to guidegeek.com and then connect to the AI for free. So, and the other thing that I think is really important to mention is data. We also made a commitment alongside our commitment to keep GuideGeek free for all users. We made a commitment to never share your data. So if you're planning a trip, you're asking hundreds of questions, obviously the AI is learning about you and how you live, how you travel, all kinds of private details. We will never sell that. We'll never repackage it. We just want to be generally helpful to our users and get to know them in a way that a human travel agent would get to know them. So that's another thing to note, that, you know, if you're worried about, I think, you know, in the era of Facebook and Meta, their data being used to retarget them with ads or something like that, we're never going to do anything like that. We just want to be really helpful and get people to the right trips, the right travel experiences that are right for them.
It sounds to me like it's more personal than people might expect at first glance.
Yeah, I think we've kind of become conditioned to think about travel as like this commoditized thing where it's like a family travel itinerary or a couple's travel itinerary. And, you know, I think in the era of GuideGeek and Gen AI and travel, you're going to realize that you're getting recommendations based on you as an individual, your kids, your family, your tastes and preferences around food, dining, budget, destination, the things, like you said, your friend interested in as a history buff, like the things that almost like maybe some of your friends don't even know about you when you travel, the really specific things that you really enjoy when you take a trip, will be known by GuideGeek, and in turn, you'll get really personalized recommendations.
Ross Borden, thank you for a great hour. I appreciate your time this weekend. Tell us one more time how folks get engaged with GuideGeek for this travel planning.
Yeah, it's simple. Just go to guidegeek.com and then connect to the AI on either WhatsApp, Instagram, or Facebook Messenger. So if you have any of those apps on your phone, you've already got GuideGeek. You just need to scan the QR code or push the button and just start chatting. Say hi and you'll see the rest.
Ross, thanks again. I really appreciate the information. It sounds like it'll help a lot of folks, both professionally in business travel and for their vacations. And wish you the best as you continue the venture.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, you take care. And we'll see you next weekend on the Florida Roundtable, wherever you're listening in the state of Florida. Go enjoy the rest of your weekend. I'll meet you back here next week on the Florida News Network.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Mick, a news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.